The Philippine stock market starts the week at a record high, thanks in large part to an upgrade from Standard & Poor's. The ratings agency calls the country's long-term debt investment grade. That's important to more than just market wonks, because it follows a similar upgrade by Fitch at the end of March, and many fund managers need two agencies to rate a country investment grade before they can commit money. Inflation is cooling in the Philippines, and public finances are improving. Last year, the Philippines economy grew more than 6.5%, the fastest pace in Asia except for China. That growth is continuing. President Aquino wants investors to put more than $17 billion into infrastructure projects around the country. President Yudhoyono of Indonesia is also trying to draw foreign investment to fund infrastructure projects, but his task may be more difficult. Indonesia's economy is growing at its slowest rate in 2 years, as falling commodity prices cut into exports. The country's fuel subsidy program continues to hurt government finances. S&P said last week it might raise Indonesia's credit rating if the fuel subsidy program is reformed, or if the government's budget improves. But for now, the Philippines is edging out Indonesia, at least when it comes to the view of the credit ratings agencies. Bill Dorman, HBR News.